Thank you and good afternoon. North Coast Assembly Member Jim Wood, along with other state and local officials, held a press conference outside of the courthouse in Eureka this afternoon as they urged Governor Jerry Brown to sign three bills pertaining to the regulation of medical marijuana. Assembly Bills 266 and 243, along with Senate Bill 643, await the governor's signature. The bills together comprise a new bipartisan solution to regulate medical marijuana by using existing state infrastructure. State voters passed Proposition 215 in 1996, and since then, the medical marijuana industry has gone relatively unregulated. Wood said they cannot continue to put off regulation any further and urged the governor to sign the bills.
The reality right now is that medical marijuana is legal in California and has been for nearly 20 years. We cannot ignore the challenges created by 19 years of inaction and hope that they go away. That simply hasn't worked.
Sheriff Mike Downey, along with County Supervisors Mark Lovelace and Estelle Fennell, were in attendance as well. Governor Brown has been busy recently when it comes to legislation, and today he signed into law the California Pay Act. Governor Brown went on to say the following statement: 66 years after the passage of the California Equal Pay Act, many women still earn less money than men doing the same or similar work, and this bill is another step towards closing the persistent wage gap between men and women. The California Pay Act requires equal pay for substantially similar work regardless of gender. The Fair Pay Act also prohibits retaliation against employees who invoke the law, protect those who discuss wages, and allows claims based on salaries at different workplaces. This afternoon, officers with Rio del Police and County Drug Task Force agents served two search warrants in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue in Rio del. When authorities arrived on scene, they contacted 40-year-old Polly Huffman and 30-year-old James Macklin, both of Rio del, as well as 24-year-old Rachel Hardy of Eureka. Law enforcement discovered 70 pounds of marijuana, 260 plants, an ounce of methamphetamine, as well as other drugs. Huffman, Macklin, and Hardy were all booked into county jail on various drug charges. Residents of Eureka are asked to be on the lookout for a suspect from out of the county who is wanted for attempted robbery and murder. The Eureka Police Department was contacted by the Salinas Police Department and warned that 23-year-old Nicholas Ascona is possibly in the city after spending the night behind the Bayshore Mall on Monday. Ascona is believed to be a part of a gang out of Salinas and he is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 15-year-old Sydney Martin, who was reported as a runaway Sunday evening. Martin's mother reported her as missing after she discovered Martin was nowhere to be found in their home in McKinleyville at just after midnight. The mother last saw Martin Saturday night in her bedroom about an hour prior to her disappearance. Anyone with information regarding Martin's location is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed three bills. Dan Squire has more.
While local lawmakers and officials await word on the final decision from Governor Brown on medical marijuana laws, the governor has signed hundreds of other measures into law and vetoed scores as well. Three bills that met the governor's veto pen were bills aimed at increasing penalties for illegal drone use and adding further restrictions on where and when drones could be flown. Governor Brown vetoed a bill that would have increased fines and allowed law enforcement to shoot down or otherwise disable personal drones being flown over schools or prisons, while outlawing drones over those facilities across the state. The governor also said no to a bill that would have boosted fines for people who fly drones over wildfires. Governor Brown issues a statement with each veto, and he said he vetoed these bills because he didn't want to add to the list of actions considered criminal in the state of California.
Thank you, Dan. The California Highway Patrol Crescent City Area Command is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 17-year-old Crescent City boy Monday afternoon. Maverick Lowry was riding a Yamaha motorcycle wearing no protective clothing and no helmet headed northbound on Lake Earl Drive when he allowed his bike to enter the southbound lanes. He was hit head-on by a pickup truck headed southbound and was thrown from the motorcycle, suffering fatal injuries. The driver of the pickup, a 32-year-old Crescent City woman, suffered minor injuries and was treated and released from a local hospital. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.